This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee will look at how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population and reduce the crop damage they cause. The group is made up of state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. There's talk of setting up a hunting season. The committee is expected to make recommendations later next year. Kamala Harris's husband campaigns in Wisconsin this weekend. Doug Emhoff will speak at the Hmong Festival in Wausau and to a Democratic gathering in Stevens Point tomorrow. Vice President Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee after President Biden left the race on Sunday. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
A proposed new building in Milwaukee would be the tallest in Wisconsin. And as Stuart J. Waddles reports, it would be the biggest wooden building in the world.
A developer has been selected for the Marcus Performing Arts Center parking garage project. The $700 million effort could include up to 750 residential units, office and retail space, a hotel, and structured parking. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is praising the development, citing its potential to enhance the city's economic and urban landscape.
Stuart J. Waddles reporting. Wisconsin wildlife officials are offering $25 rebates to get people to buy new endangered resources license plates. The plates raise money for the Natural Heritage Conservation Program and efforts to protect and restore native plants and animals and state natural areas. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to prevent sudden hospital closures like the ones in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year. The bill requires large hospitals to notify federal agencies of a pending closure at least 3 months in advance. Baldwin is running for a third term against challenger Eric Hovde. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A long-talked-about commuter rail project linking Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee has gained new support. A committee in Kenosha County has voted in favor of being behind a feasibility study for the KRM line. Leaders in Milwaukee and South Milwaukee have also got behind that effort. The proposed 33-mile route would be closer to city centers and seeks to enhance economic development. The Kenosha stop would link up with trains that run into Chicago. The water issue is boiling over in Racine County. Mount Pleasant has filed a complaint with the State Public Service Commission against the city of Racine. The allegations are water service violations that constitute what the village calls a de facto development ban. The village board president says Racine's refusal to extend water services is stalling new developments, including work at the Microsoft site. Racine leaders say the initial deals included Foxconn jobs, and those haven't showed up. A Racine airman shot down during World War II is coming home. DNA testing by military scientists have identified the remains of U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie. He was a 20-year-old tail gunner who died when his B-24H Liberator was shot down over Germany in 1944. Bodie's remains, recovered from a crash site, will be buried in Racine in September. It may look like something crazy is going on at a Kenosha middle school next week, but it's only a training session. Kenosha Unified officials say on Tuesday, police, fire, and other first responders will be conducting what's called an exercise at Bullen Middle. The training session will start at 8 that morning and run through the afternoon. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30 tonight. The Racine County Fair runs through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Union Grove. Today is Youth Day at the fair. Tomorrow at the grandstand, there's a rodeo with a demo derby closing out the fair. A Racine County rally is next month for an independent looking to unseat Robin Voss. Independent candidate Kelly Clark is set to launch her campaign for the 33rd Assembly District with a rally August 10th in Burlington. Clark is challenging incumbent Republican Robin Voss and Democratic candidate Alan Kupsick. A dip in the water off the Kenosha shoreline might not work today. Recent water testing has a caution at the Pennoyer Park and Simmons Island Park beaches. While you can enjoy your time on the sand there, getting in the water in those places is not recommended. Water test results are posted online. It's free and clear at Racine's North and Zoo beaches. And that's what you need to know. I'm News Director Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just three walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. There'll be a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home.
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's an expected huge blockbuster movie opening this weekend in theaters. Deadpool and Wolverine has been highly anticipated all summer and stars Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and Hugh Jackman once again as Wolverine. The film should clean up at the box office due to the popularity of the franchise, the studios behind it, Marvel and Disney, and the 81% on Rotten Tomatoes does not hurt either. There's something for comedy fans that opens this weekend too, The Fabulous Four. The movie stars Bette Midler, Susan Sarandon, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and Bruce Greenwood. The Fabulous Four is being called an uproarious comedy by the makers behind it. The plot sees three lifelong friends road trip to Florida to attend the wedding of another lifelong friend, Bette Midler. The film will have to rely heavily on the popularity of its actors and their track records, as it is not reviewing particularly well. Then again, if you like the genre, the comedy doesn't necessarily have to be uproarious. At 15%, you just hope it doesn't make you clinically depressed. Have fun at the movies. Sometimes you hear things that can't be true. Here's one of them. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard got married in Vegas to Paul Sorvino's widow, Dee Dee, after they met at the Hollywood Museum at an Abbott and Costello exhibit. All of that is true. People magazine reports that the mediocre at best actor gave credit to God for bringing him and Dee Dee together. There is no word yet if Schneider will rescind all of his comments to People like he does most of his insane political tweets. Also, according to People magazine, Tom Brady and model Brooks Nader have been casually hooking up. They always break the big stories. People's inside source did not clarify if casually hooking up meant that when Brady gets together with Nader, he wears JCPenney activewear, or if he's rounding third and headed for home. To be fair, an additional source says that they are not dating, and yet a third source says appropriately, who cares? Another season of horrible television is in the books after the Kardashians' season 5 finale. In riveting fashion, they all learn their biological ages, with O.J. Simpson's daughter Khloe learning that despite being 39, a TV quack doctor hired to protect the brand informed the least popular sister her biological age is actually 28. Whatever the hell that means. Other Kardashians who fared well were Mom Kris, who found out she's actually 6 years younger than her actual age of 68. Kim Kardashian's real age is 43, but her biological age is 34. No word on what any of their plastic surgery ages are. In other news from the season finale, Kim Kardashian joked that after watching The Crown, she can totally rule a country, saying she's learned so much from a TV show. She felt the same way about boating after watching Gilligan's Island. Kardashian says she's excited to enter the actress phase of her career, seeming to forget she did a few very low-budget independent films years ago that launched her career. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 64. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 82 by Sunday. A few afternoon thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.